Good morrow, you beautiful people that listen to the No Point Podcast. Thank you guys for coming back. You know, that's a big step in this relationship we have together. Do you not think that's a big step?
I'm a little busy.
Are we moving a little too
fast? I'm a little busy.
What do you mean you're a little busy?
I have a funeral to plan.
He's planning a funeral for who? This is gonna come back to bite me in the butt, isn't it? He's either planning it for himself or he's planning it for me.
It is for me!
It's for you!
My body is dead!
Oh, why is your body
dead? Do you understand that?
No, I do not, fully.
Let me tell you something, okay? You know, like, people in the olden days, they used to die at 20?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep, that's what happened.
Well, we never figured out how to stop it from happening. And my body is dead.
Okay.
And they're just making me continue to live.
Really?
With this broken body.
That's...
I have a broken body, you understand that?
That's news to me.
I'm wrapping it up. What kind of living am I living with this body
for this
long? It wasn't built for it. Our bodies were not built to be alive this long.
What were they built for then?
I don't know. Well, you think my knee, I wake up, my knee hurts. I sleep. I go to bed. I wake up more sore than I did when I went to sleep. What am I doing in my sleep? Because for a minute, when I have nothing and I'm just sitting there lying like a corpse, I'm fine. As soon as I wake back up and I defy logic by being alive this long, pain.
Yeah, so that's on me. I've been punching you in your sleep.
That would make
every
so much.
Every single
I
night.
Would cancel the funeral right now. No, I'm just saying though, right? Like, we didn't figure out how to make it. I understand why people are dying at 20. This is no way to live. This body, the way it hurts, I got a foot thing right now that just hurts, okay? And that's distracting me right now from a knee thing I got. So the only reason my knee doesn't hurt is bad is because my foot hurts and I've been just living with a headache since I was 15. I'm just gonna live with that.
Yeah, I think you need to stop taking what you have for granted and maybe realize what other people are going through in life.
I just think that we say that, oh my gosh, we live so much longer now. Do we? What is their definition of living?
I would say breathing. And you're still doing that, sadly.
Guys, welcome to the No Point Podcast, where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
Roll the intro.
Here's a show for the broskies, fellas, and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. A lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy.
You know, I'm really worried about you, buddy.
Yeah, I opened my mouth too big and I accidentally, like, pulled something in my neck.
Maybe we should just retire here.
Put the funeral open!
Is he too early to retire?
No way people are working in these conditions, right?
But
people are working till 50 like this? No way.
Your job is literally posting a podcast once a week.
Yeah.
So, I don't
but
know.
But talking!
If you can
sometimes you can pull a muscle.
Really?
I can't be in this cannot be how it ends.
Yeah, I think
that. No, I just think that, like, what am I supposed to do? Just live on Advil?
Yeah.
Is that why people died early? Because they didn't have Advil?
Here's the thing, Francis.
Yeah.
I really think that your problems right now, if these are the biggest problems you have in life, you should be very grateful. Very grateful.
Okay, that settled it right there. You're not speaking at the funeral.
Okay, I'm not.
That's settled it.
Big loss on my part, guys. I will
actually,
never recover.
Your back, as long as you say it just like that. Big loss on my part, I'll never recover. Say it just like that, and you're back in the funeral.
That should be my speech
yeah,
at the funeral.
It. That was perfect. I know what you meant, but it was beautifully said.
Touching. Enough to make a grown man cry.
I'm crying, but because of the pain in my body still.
No,
so,
because of the
not
touching
because
words,
of the touching
said,
part. Well, I've heard it now. So I'm prepared for it.
If this is your first time listening to the No Point Podcast, my name is John Paul Brissett. I have a brother, and he is...
I'm Francis. You know where this is all stemming from?
Where is this stemming from?
I'm stemming from because we're brothers.
Yes, we are.
Okay,
brothers.
We're brothers. And at the gym today...
Oh, are you making... This is weird. Did you think this was weird? Because you laughed. I didn't laugh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What did you do?
At the gym today... We're talking.
Did
well,
you
maybe,
laugh?
No. Well, I kind of did laugh,
what
but
did
I laughed
you
at
do?
The first part.
This
the second
is a
part,
No Point Podcast.
I laughed at the first part, internalized cried at the second part.
Okay.
You understand that? You ever do that where, like, you're laughing and then a little bit internalized crying?
I was a little confused about what the man had to say.
I understand. So basically, we're at the gym and we're just playing some basketball, and a guy comes around and he goes, "Are you two brothers?"
Yes.
We say yes, because we are indeed brothers.
Sadly.
And he goes, I could tell, your mom got the gift of gab too, right?
I didn't hear this.
But one of you is adopted. This is what he said. Now.
Somebody said this to you? Because then you
different
would not,
dads.
Hold on. You wouldn't believe what a man said to me.
What do you mean? So what happened to you?
Hold on.
You, something was happening to you while it was happening to... We were both there!
Hold on. So you're telling me... No. Podcast. You're telling me a man came up to you and goes, you guys brothers?
Yeah.
He said yes. And goes, and I can tell.
Your mother has the gift of gab.
One of you is adopted.
What different dad? One of you is different dad.
That it was the same.
My bad.
I thought it was the same thing. I thought we were now talking about two different scenarios because he added this whole one of these adopted thing.
Well, that's what it means when you have different dads, I guess.
No,
I mean,
it's not. That just
how else could you get a different dad?
The mother starts with a different dad.
I figured it out.
Yeah.
I don't need to know.
See,
anymore.
I thought then we had two different encounters.
No.
And one accused you of being adopted.
So basically,
so same encounter.
So
somebody goes, same mom, different dads.
Different dads. Gift of gab.
I was also confused.
I didn't know what to say. I thought, you ever think you know where a conversation's going? So you agree? And then they throw you with a wrench, right?
I remember you said yes.
Yes, because you
and he was
happened.
Like, yeah, I could tell, different dads.
He's like, different brothers. And I'm like, yup. Because I think the next logical thing is, you guys look alike.
Yeah.
That's usually what a human said. Oh, you guys brothers, you look alike. And he goes, you guys brothers? And we're like, yup. And then he goes, your mom has the gift of gab? And I go, yup. And then I go, what did I just agree to? And then he goes, I'm like, I think he's going to go back on track now. And he goes, different dads? And I go, yup. And then
basically
we do not.
Means-
I had to commit. I told him that the mailman was my dad.
He did.
And then
he did.
I accused my mother of sleeping around.
He said, he was so uncomfortable. He goes, yup, the mailman's my dad. Sorry, but my mom was promiscuous.
I don't know. I was just so... And then the dude laughs, but I was just so... I agreed.
And he ended that conversation with, oh, I could tell. He's never met her mom. Now that's my mom's son's fault for putting this idea
out
of the world.
But why did he say different dads? I guess because
he
was saying we don't think Ali look
like. He doesn't think we look
like. And that's fine. And that's not why I was even bringing up this story. And as I brought up this story, I remembered how crazy it was to get to this point. Because, literally, he said, he's the older one, right? And you go, yeah, I'm a little bit offended. What's so old about me?
The aches and pains you were complaining about just a moment
ago. But he didn't listen to the podcast.
You don't know that for sure.
I know I'm older than you.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
And there's a sizable age gap.
Yeah.
But he didn't need to say that.
Are you really offended by this?
I was offended. Why?
You should be more offended that he accused your mom of being promiscuous.
No, I jumped in on that. I can't be offended. I made it worse. I doubled down. I said, yeah, she is. I go, are you interested? Because she'll go with anybody, I think.
That is terrible.
I know. But I'm the older brother, what are you gonna do? Yeah, I'm not happy about it either. If you could size up that encounter, what did I learn? Don't agree with men at the gym. Because I think I know how people are gonna react, and when he kept going, I didn't know. But what I will do, and what you should learn from this story, is if I'm in a problem situation, and I'm already there, I'm committing to it. No way am I. Because I don't need to explain to
he
this guy, no,
track.
We have a different, we have the same, so basically everything's lined up. He's just tanner than me.
And I'm glad to be tanner than you.
Shut up.
Everybody likes the lighting. Everyone's been saying that the lighting in the podcast
I hate this lighting.
Makes me look
I
really
look,
nice.
I literally look at the screen and I go, I get scared because I see Casper. If you guys listen to the visual podcast, I'm sorry.
If you guys listen to the visual podcast, yeah.
If you guys,
just show us your hands if you were currently listening to the visual podcast.
If you watch.
Oh, wait, we can't see their hands.
If you watch the visual podcast, and you see, and it cuts to me, we've gotten several complaints. Oh my gosh, Casper, and then they remember that's what I look like.
Yeah, that is what you look like.
It's upsetting.
Yeah. Speaking of which, if you guys are following us on our Twitch channel, Broski Studios, we go live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The chat hit a goal, and that resulted in Francis trying to, Francis was forced to make a dating profile against his will.
I've never been on a dating site.
He's never been on a dating site. It was forced to make a dating site against his will.
Yeah.
And he had to... I made the profile.
Horrible.
And we tried to get him some matches because Francis was, you thought you could find love here? What was your chances of finding a wife? Did you think
before you picked the pictures or after you picked the pictures?
Before I picked the pictures.
I thought pretty good.
You really thought this was the day you found your wife?
I don't think it was the day I found my life, but I thought, you know, I'm not horrible as long as we're not taking this lighting into account.
Yeah, but what was actually the outcome? Because it seemed like you only got 3 matches.
I got more than 3.
Seems like
2 of them were fans. Sure.
2 of them changed their locations to find me.
And we went back on. I received 2 new ones.
The moral of the
story. And I even, it's not like it's been multiple days and I only got 2. We privated the account and I still got 2.
And the fact is, the next day, I lost and I had to make a Tinder.
No.
And I laughed this man on how many matches.
Can we?
Both Tinders no longer exist, but just, it's good to know, my ego-wise, that you put me out in the open, that I would get more.
You shouldn't have brought
Why
this up.
Why should I not bring this
up? You wanna go?
Yeah, let's
go.
You wanna
make? Write it down, people! Let me tell you some facts. Sure, this is the only part where I will agree with you. You did indeed get more matches based on the profiles that were given. Let me explain my profile, and let me explain the one I gave JP.
Are you guys, stop the podcast for a second.
No.
Are you shocked that I got more matches than him?
Yes.
No, you're not.
You're about to be shocked.
Look at me.
You're about to be shocked that
him,
I got as many as
on,
I did.
Look at him. Look back at me. Look at him. Look back at me.
Don't.
Different dads.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. You're about to be shocked based on how many matches I received. Okay, I come downstairs, profile set up. The first photo is me in a lobster costume. Now, I don't know if you know my complexion, but it is very white, and when I get hot, it turns red. So my face was red, and the costume was red. Not a great. And it's behind the photo background. Is an empty cabinet.
If you guys haven't, go to our YouTube channel, Broski Studios. We released a song. It was a parody to Under the Sea called In Quarantine. And Francis was dressed as Sebastian the Crab. And that was the picture we used for his dating site. The lead photo.
Yeah. And maybe you could think, well, you know, that's one bad photo. The next photo's probably good. The next photo is me dressed up as a raccoon. Like, in face paint. With a raccoon hat.
If you haven't
all
already,
in khaki.
Go to our YouTube channel and watch our video Racketeering, which Francis in that costume. I thought, like, maybe we should use these.
The third photo is me at a flag football game where I am sweating. My hair, I have a lot of hair.
Girls like an active man.
These were my photos. These are my
Oh, don't forget, I let him use his clout.
My,
the rule
no, you
is
didn't.
No clout, but I let him use
no,
his clout.
No, you didn't let
me
I use
let
my
you
clout.
Use your clout.
How did you let me use your clout?
The
no,
fourth
no,
photo.
No, no.
The fourth photo was a
no.
great picture.
The fourth photo
helped you use
your
clout.
Brought this up.
I will let you use your clout to try to get matches, and that did not help.
The fourth photo that he says he let me use my clout was me in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Great location.
Girls like Disney.
Me with one of my friends, Ben Brainard. That is where the clout and goodness
you guys know
of
Ben
the,
Brainard.
He has a podcast.
He's the Florida man. He's got a podcast, The Good, The Damn, The Florida Man. He's huge on TikTok. I let Francis post the picture with him.
Disney.
And then, oh my gosh, Francis
Disney
and Ben Brainard.
Disney and Ben were the only 2 saving graces of that photo. Because let me explain the other things that JP's not describing was in that photo.
Francis was in the
photo. One. It looked like I was a fan of Ben Brainard because at the
Are you
moment
not?
He was annoyed with me at the time, and I was like, photo, and it was part of a skit. He needed to look annoyed, and literally he looked like he is disgusted to be there, and I looked so happy to be in a photo with Ben, and that's the first photo. That's the first part of the photo. The second thing is I had just broken my eye.
Yes.
In the same gym. We just got it. So I had my eye glued together.
If you haven't listened, we have a whole episode of our podcast about that. So you should go back. It's about a year ago, last June, Francis got hit in the elbow in the eye. And he had to get...
So my eye is glued together.
He had to get
stitches.
Well,
I look like a super fan that I met Ben Brainard in Disneyland. And you can barely tell it's Disneyland.
I let you use your clout and you only got that few matches. My profile
Let me tell
wasn't
you,
much
JP's
better.
Photo. JP's profile
wasn't much better.
I gave him the picture that we notoriously have called where he looks the most attractive he's ever been. I let him use that
photo. Here's the problem with that photo. That photo did increase my matches, because at one point, it wasn't in the profile. He allowed it to add. I got 3 more matches within an instant.
He was tied with me until that photo came in.
That photo, I was...
He was also tied with me.
Hello? I was 16 in that photo.
That's fine. That's
that means
harder.
A lot of girls were looking at that photo and being like, oh, yeah, I'll go on a date with this 16-year-old. I'm not 16.
Round him up.
I'm not 16, but that photo, I was... We got some people we got to follow.
You look the same, though.
Okay.
Man, so I have to look even younger than a 16-year-old for that guy at the gym. So I guess it's not that bad. But anyway, so you get to use that. But not only did we add that, and again, we were tied before that photo was invested in.
Yep.
And I already gave him better photos to begin with, and we were tied. And then, let me go back to my bio for
it's
a second.
It's really sounding like somebody let that me is go back a little my hurt, bio. And his ego's a little crushed.
My bio was, match with me, I have a dog. There's no dogs in the photo. So then we decided that wasn't a good bio. So we said, I once went viral on my local post office wall.
Which is the America's Most Wanted list.
These were my two bios. And my profession was a roof inspector.
What do you do? You're a roof
inspector. I'm on a roof. JP's bio, 3.4 million on TikTok and verified, but I'll trade it for a nickel. He's in college. Like his bio, his every... What was your job?
What was my job?
Yeah, did we give you one?
I think I was unemployed.
Or did you say student?
No, I think I said unemployed.
And you got 8 matches on unemployed?
I think I said unemployed. He's pretty
But
nice.
You looked so good in the photo!
You looked good in your photo!
I looked like a furry!
The fact was, what's wrong with that?
I looked like 2 different furries. I couldn't even get my furry stuff together. I was a lobster one day and a raccoon the next. And then once I was a pro athlete.
I wouldn't say pro. Far from pro. Very far from pro.
I was wearing a Monsters, Inc. shirt.
Yeah. I wouldn't say pro.
So I didn't get as many matches as JP. But the fact that women matched with me,
I think that's more impressive.
Well, with those photos?
Which one of us would you match with from describing this profile? Who would you guys match with?
Before you answer, ladies.
He knows Ben Brainard.
I know. I have a photo with Ben Brainard.
He knows Ben Brainard.
Let's use the clout.
I was also in that photo, but I edited myself out.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't want to be seen dead in that photo.
Well, it also seemed like you were happy to meet me.
I looked so happy in the photo, and he looked so annoyed. It was the worst.
The moral of the story, boys and girls.
I can't believe you brought this up. You're a scumbag.
I brought this up to let people know that I would get more matches than you in the
open
market.
You're a scumbag.
In the open market, I'm doing pretty good for myself.
And furthermore, my mileage, 50. JP's, 100 miles. He was being seen by a much wider audience. I had less. I will say this. Same girl.
One girl.
We both matched with. We both said yes to. Didn't match with JP. Really into the lobster.
Is it a big loss on my part? No, I don't think so. I think I know all I need to know about her now. And hard pass on my fault.
Hey, you swipe right!
I did. I was casting a wide net.
Wide net.
I was trying to find a wide area that I could match with. Yeah. 100 miles to be exact. So this is why you should follow us on our Twitch channel, Broski Studios, so you don't miss this. Because right now there's a goal to get you back on Tinder to see if...
Can I pick the photos this time if we go back?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Dang. So make sure you don't miss one of our Twitch streams. We'll be right back after these quick messages. I always get more women than Francis. Hello, welcome back. I hope the commercials were very, very entertaining. I bet they were. One of them should have been my voice, so I'm pretty excited.
I never read the commercials.
Why not? Why do you seem so upset about
it? I just think that a little things have been piling up. And it's starting to get on my nerve a little bit.
Somebody's a little bit of an ego maniac.
No. I love all you do, but it'd be, just be nice if maybe... Got to do some fun things here. Really.
Yeah, maybe. Anyways, a week from the time that this podcast comes out, we'll be in California.
California?
Yes, we are going to the video convention.
Hey, yo!
Also known as VidCon. VidCon. We're going as, normal guys, normal Joe Schmoes. We're going to try to meet some of our favorite creators.
Can we agree?
Yeah.
If you're traveling somewhere.
Yeah.
And somebody asks, where are you going?
Where are you going?
California is one of the best places to name.
I wouldn't have it on the top 10.
Where are you even finding 10 states better?
You didn't say
to
states.
See.
You didn't say states. You said that's top 10 destinations to go.
Oh, you're talking country-wise?
I'm saying Paris, France.
Yeah.
London, England.
Sure.
Vatican City.
Absolutely.
Italy, Rome.
North Korea.
I wouldn't say North Korea. I would say that funner than New Jersey, but not funner than California. Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
Florida.
Okay.
I would say, well, Disney World specifically in Florida. Not just if you're going to Tallahassee, Florida.
Okay.
I would say Berlin. Berlin, Germany.
I'm not putting that on the list.
You're not putting Berlin?
I'm not putting Berlin on the list.
The North Pole. The South Pole.
No.
Antarctica. I'm going to Antarctica.
That's fine.
Sydney, Australia.
Over California.
The Outback.
I think
I'm going to the Outback.
Would be better.
Okay, I'm going to Madagascar.
That's better.
Madagascar.
Okay. Now just states. Top five?
I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a good place.
We're on the same page.
Okay.
We're going to the video convention. We're going with our friends Jerry and Scro. We're going to be sitting together. We're going to be sleeping together during that time. Not like that, guys. We're just going to be in one hotel room together. And I thought it would be a great time to bring up the last time the four of us were in a room together. Because youth pastor Ryan Telecomedy, a good friend of ours, and I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast to the extent that I wanted to, so I just wanted to bring this up real quick. He has a video about this. So me, our friend Jerry, our friend Scro, and Francis were all sharing a hotel room, as well as our other friend Brendan, but you guys don't know Brendan. And the five of us were in a hotel room. Our friend Jerry was very sick. So Jerry was in a bed by himself. Scro was in a bed, and our friend Brendan was there, and me and Francis were sleeping on the floor. It was pretty late at night, but our friend Ryan was meeting us because we were going to go to Disney the next day.
Yeah.
So we had his hotel room key.
Sure.
So we left the door ajar, a little ajar, so Ryan could come. No, we didn't actually leave the door ajar. We told him to knock when he got to the hotel so we could give him a key to the hotel room.
Yeah.
Apparently, what that
ensued... Well, what we actually did was we left a key at
the front desk.
The front desk, because we said that someone's going to be here and we don't know what time. Because... I want everybody to know, the idea was not all of us to sleep in this room. We had a second room that we were going to be sharing with Ryan as well.
But we were waiting until Ryan got there.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, we're all just going to chill in this room. Ryan's going to get here in a moment. We're going to give Ryan the key. But in that meantime, we all fell asleep. All of us fell asleep.
Uh-huh.
Me and Price is on the floor, Jerry in his bed, Scro and Brendan. And I don't know how long it took Ryan, because he said he was going to be there soon. But about like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., I'm shaken awake, and I hear a soothing voice, JP, 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 and I'm like, what in the world is going on? What in the world is going on? So I kind of just jump awake, and standing over me is the very tall, like 6'6", youth pastor Ryan.
I wouldn't say 6'6", but like 6'3".
6'3", and he goes, JP, I'm looking for the room key. And I go, it's over there, Ryan. Ryan grabs the room key, Ryan exits. We don't see Ryan again until the next day.
Yeah.
We're in Disney. I say, we're getting ready for Disney. We're me and Ryan at Disney. And I say to Francis, Scro, Jerry, and Brendan, I go, you guys, it was so wild last night, Ryan getting in the room last night. How did he even get in here? And they go, what do you mean Ryan got in our room last night? And I go, Ryan got into our room last night. He was there, and I had a whole conversation with him, and I got him his room key. And they go, how did Ryan get into our room? I go, I didn't ask. And they go, Ryan never got into this room. We would all have heard him. I go, what do you mean you didn't hear me?
You'd have to literally walk over me.
He was like, Francis goes, I was on the ground by the
door.
Door.
There's no possible way this man just danced around me.
And I said, I swear to you guys, Ryan was in our room last night. None of them believed it.
No.
None of them believed it.
We didn't.
We're in line for Indiana Jones. We're in line for Indiana Jones. I forgot about this. They forgot about this. And Ryan leans over and goes, by the way, guys, last night I was a little worried because you guys left your hotel room door completely wide propped open. And so I turned them. I go, that's how he got inside our room. And they didn't believe it.
It was so late in the day, too. Like, it was like, we've already thought you were crazy for so long.
So Ryan walked into the wide open room, stepped over Francis, shook me awake, asked for the key, and left, leaving me seeming like an absolute imagination of this whole thing.
He also said something he was like, a little concerning by the sleeping arrangements.
Yeah, he was a little judgmental of the sleeping arrangements.
Which kind of made me a little mad.
He was like, oh.
Like, okay, you wouldn't have known unless our door was propped open. What we do behind what should be closed doors is our business.
Is that our fault that the door was wide open? We already know who
Let me tell you, if a door should be shut, and I'm doing something behind what should be shut door, I still think I deserve the same privacy.
Yeah, the fact that
keep
you
it moving! Keep it walking! You know it's supposed to be shut. You're not supposed to see behind me.
What do you think he was more concerned about? Two of us sleeping on the floor, or two of us sleeping on the floor when there was an open spot in the bed next
to
Jerry?
I do think that I was the most concerning. You know, because I'm like the watchdog, especially with the door wide open.
Pretty bad watchdog.
I'm easily dragged out.
Pretty bad watchdog.
You could steal me, though.
We could have all been robbed. And he came in.
We've talked about this. I'm a very sound sleeper.
He's a very sound sleeper. I'm not. I woke up right away.
JB, I've been, like, walking in, like, random places, and I'll move, like, the quilt a little bit. JB's, whoop, wide up. Come on, guys, stop being loud. I'm like, dude, what? I'm wearing slippers, and I barely move. He goes, I'll never get sleep tonight.
You might have heard this story, because Ryan's posted it on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's gotten, like, a million views.
Yeah.
But now that the four of us will be back in a hotel room, what precautions can we take to
we
ensure
just need
the door is shut at okay. night?
Well, that's,
you don't know if that was a worry.
Why is that the moral of the story?
What is the moral of the story to you?
We've really fixed a lot that's happening.
What is...
We've cut the number of people down.
Ryan's not going.
Ryan's never invited back.
He better not even step on my own.
I said, there's one spot open because we're on a year system like a sophomore freshman. I'm getting promoted. I'm now inside floor guy instead of outside near door floor guy. So Ryan can step up to that spot.
Ryan can guard the door if he wanted to come.
But because I did such a bang-up job last year.
But, like, I'm worried for our safety. Like, when you're talking about, like, oh, four kids are going to L.A. together, I'm worried that they're going to get home safe. The thing that I've never been thought to be worried about was, what if they leave their hotel door room wide open?
Well, the only person that walked through it
that we know
was Ryan. Who does that? Manners. You couldn't tell it was me. I'm...
Yeah, that's a wild guess by Ryan's fault.
Yeah. I assumed it was you guys because the door was open. And we go...
He didn't know that was our hotel room.
I literally was
He didn't know.
Did we tell you we were going to leave the door open for you? He goes, no, but I thought maybe... And I go, then that could have been anyone. And think if their floor guy was a lighter sleeper than me.
Wild.
It would have been a problem.
Wild. So we'll be back next week, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This is the No Point Podcast. We post an episode every single Friday. Make sure you follow or subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss it. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review. Make sure you follow us on our Instagram at the No Point Podcast, where we post video version of this podcast clips. We also give a code word every single time we post an episode, so you can comment this code word so we know you listened to the full episode. Francis, what's the code word?
That's a good question.
Yep.
Either I'm better at...
Or my father's the mailman.
My father's the mailman.
Make sure you guys follow us on Twitch so you don't miss possibly the next time me and Francis are on Tinder. Make sure you follow us.
I will also accept... My mother's a very promiscuous woman.
Also, make sure if you're coming to VidCon, then and you see us, come over, say hi, say you listen to the No Point Podcast. We'll love to hang out with you guys. And make sure you join our fan house. The link is in the description of the episode. All you have to do is put in the code FREEPASS, and you can join our awesome community for absolutely free. Anything you have to say?
Why do I never get to say the outro?
Say it.
Just little things built.
Say the outro right now.
You didn't. No, I just. No, hey, you have to give me more
outro.
Time.
Say the outro.
This is JP signing off.
And I'm Francis not signing off.
That's literally your outro. I just had to say your name. Oh, forget it. I don't want to say the outro anymore. Goodbye,
guys.